Chapter 24. The court rose. It had sat for hours, and was cruelly fatigued. Most of the time had been taken up with apparently idle and purposeless inquiries about the Chinan events, the exiled Duke of Orleans, Joan's first proclamation, and so on, but all this seemingly random stuff had really been sown thick with hidden traps. But Joan had fortunately escaped them all, some by the protecting luck which attends upon ignorance and innocence, some by happy accident, the others by force of her best and surest helper, the clear vision and lightning intuitions of her extraordinary mind. Now then, this daily baiting and badgering of this friendless girl, a captive in chains, was to continue a long, long time dignified sport, a kennel of mastiffs and bloodhounds harassing a kitten. And I may as well tell you, upon sworn testimony, what it was like from the first day to the last. When poor Joan had been in her grave a quarter of a century, the Pope called together that great court which was to re-examine her history, and whose just verdict cleared her illustrious name from every spot and stain, and laid upon the verdict and conduct of our own tribunal the blight of its everlasting execrations. Mansion and several of the judges who had been members of our court were among the witnesses who appeared before that tribunal of rehabilitation. Recalling these miserable proceedings which I have been telling you about, Manchin testified thus. Here you have it, all in fair print in the unofficial history. When Joan spoke of her apparitions, she was interrupted at almost every word. They wearied her with long and multiplied interrogatories upon all sorts of things. Almost every day the interrogatories of the morning lasted 3 or 4 hours. Then from these morning interrogatories they extracted the particularly difficult and subtle points, and these served as material for the afternoon interrogatories, which lasted 2 or 3 hours. Moment by moment they skipped from one subject to another, yet in spite of this, she always responded with an astonishing wisdom and memory. She often corrected the judges, saying, "But I have already answered that once before, ask the recorder," referring them to me. And here is the testimony of one of Joan's judges. Remember, these witnesses are not talking about 2 or 3 days, they are talking about a tedious long procession of days. They asked her profound questions, but she extricated herself quite well. Sometimes the questioners changed suddenly, and passed on to another subject to see if she would not contradict herself. They burdened her with long interrogatories of 2 or 3 hours, from which the judges themselves went forth fatigued. From the snares with which she was beset, the expertest man in the world could not have extricated himself but with difficulty. She gave her responses with great prudence. Indeed, to such a degree, that during 3 weeks I believed she was inspired. Ah, had she a mind such as I have described? You see what these priests say under oath, pick men, men chosen for their places in that terrible court on account of their learning, their experience, their keen and practiced intellects, and their strong bias against the prisoner. They make that poor country girl out the match, and more than the match, of the 62 trained adepts. Isn't it so? They from the University of Paris, she from the sheepfold and the cow stable. Ah, yes, she was great, she was wonderful. It took 6,000 years to produce her. Her like will not be seen in the earth again in 50,000. Such is my opinion. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.